There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's NFL segment. Just kind of a little recap here. It is Thursday. Just a couple episodes this week. Both of us were a little under the weather with the Wisconsin cold. So coming to you a little late this week, but we'll be doing an episode today and then doing another one tomorrow, kind of highlighting the championship Sunday weekend ahead of us for the NFL. But kind of starting off with one of the big things, and we're kind of dive into two different guys who are in the same boat. Mine being our Green Bay Packers. I guess briefly touch on, obviously the season came to an end last weekend at home, underwhelming game. Aside from the defense, we played an amazing game. Aaron Rodgers walks off the field in what very well could be his last game at Lambeau Field in a Green Bay Packers uniform. Obviously a lot circulating. There's a signing that happened today that might have a say in what's going to happen to him. But I guess I'll throw it over to you. What do you think is next for Aaron Rodgers as far as his future in the NFL or not in the NFL?
I think we see number 12 in a Packer uniform next season. Big parts of that obviously was after the game, Rodgers saying he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild for any situation, that he would play at the end of his career here. And then Matt LaFleur basically coming out and saying, we ain't taking no step back. We're going to bring in some guys so that we can get over the hump, so that we can get through this next step. And I just think that that's a direct correlation of the Packers going to be willing to do anything and everything to keep Rodgers and Adams. Obviously, they know those two go hand in hand. Listening to Rodgers speak Tuesday on the McAfee show, basically stating that we should be hearing a decision in about roughly a month here, a little bit before the free agency period. But once the Davante Adams deal is done, then he said that he was going to basically come out and announce what he was doing. So as all I see is, if we get Davante, we got Rodgers. If somehow we can't make Davante happy, I feel like then, yeah, we could potentially see him somewhere else. And honestly, that one, if we don't do everything that, you know, for as great as a quarterback as he is, obviously, yeah, the lull offense sucked in the NFC game there this weekend, the division round. He's been tremendous of a quarterback. Obviously, greatest regular season quarterback of all time. Postseason's had the struggles. The Niners, obviously, has been the biggest, but they've also been the biggest gangbusters for any other team in the NFC as well. Every other team has had a terrible record against the 49ers in the playoffs. For whatever reason, they're a very tough physical team, and I feel like they're highly motivated. And losing early this year, obviously LaFleur, this is kind of his first shot in the face, I guess, that he's taking for 13-3, whatever our records were, number one seed, smacked in the mouth. Like, we just got outbeat. We didn't change anything. No adjustments were made. And I feel like this, all signs are pointing to him saying, hey, I got to be better. We're going to do whatever we can to get over the hump. So yeah, I personally think we see Rodgers in 12 Green Bay next season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the two things I was leaning towards, him staying, him retiring, are kind of the two front run things. Because as he came out and said, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. And the teams that aren't in a rebuild already have a quarterback, so they're not going to bring in another one really.
There's a couple. Saints.
I would consider them a rebuild.
Denver.
just because Sean Payton's gone. So now anytime you bring in a new head coach, like somebody that big, I'd consider that a rebuild.
I believe their D coordinator is going to be taking – all lines are on their D coordinator who's to take the head coaching job.
And then the other – or the signing that I mentioned before you talked that might have a play in what Rodgers does, offensive coordinator for the Packers, Nathaniel Hackett, is now the head coach of the Denver Broncos, a team that was a front-runner team – interested in going and getting Aaron Rodgers, kind of that they keep Adams goes, kind of affects what Rodgers does. The Broncos being one of those teams that was like on the table for him to go to. Now that his offensive coordinator that he was with for how many years, really good relationship with him, do you think Hackett's going to kind of be in his ear where if he has any doubt of staying in Green Bay, that's going to be a huge landing spot for him just because of that familiarity there? And you go to a young, good defense. Offensively, you have some weapons. You got Melvin Gordon in the backfield. Like, you have Denver is a really good quarterback away from being a playoff contending team.
I was just thinking, like what you said, the familiarity. What has the familiarity gotten us? Losses in the NFC. It hasn't gotten us to that point. And I forgot who is in workings to become the next OC for the Packers, but I guess he's a super young, really innovative guy. Same West Coast offense style that LaFleur loves. I've heard nothing. I forgot what his name was, but I've heard nothing but great things about this guy and how he can take our offense to a whole new level.
Yeah,
I've heard also Indy. I've heard potential that can be a landing spot for Raj. They're a quarterback away. Carolina Panthers, they're a quarterback away. Yeah.
Luke Getsy and Adam Stenovich.
Getsy.
Are the two considered to be to replace Hackett?
And Getsy's the one that I've been hearing things about.
Yeah, Getsy is the quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator. Stenovich is offensive line coach, run game coordinator, which makes sense for Getsy to kind of get the upper hand. Stenovich,
and he came in with LaFleur as well.
Yeah. Where Stenovich gets it, he's a run game coordinator. So that's, you know what I mean? If you didn't, if you're on a team like Indy or Tennessee, okay, run game coordinator leading your calling the plays makes sense in a run heavy offense. You don't want a run heavy coordinator calling the plays when you have Aaron Rodgers under center.
See, what I believe by the run coordinator is that he actually just calls the run plays because they have a passing coordinator as well, and then. Because Rodgers actually went into this in detail. Like Hackett basically was red zone, fourth down. Like that was his specialty. Otherwise, what's his name? Getsy was basic, like first, second down. And then Stenovich was the running game. Like they all worked together, obviously. And then I think it is, was LaFleur the one calling the plays?
Yeah, he calls them in.
He's the one that actually is the one that makes – okay. So, yeah, all that input to go through LaFleur to go into Rodgers' headset, and I feel like too much communication.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of talking on the sidelines when
– But that's how crazy these game plans are, like the details.
Yeah.
Is that people, us, we don't get – you know, you only know from playing – what the little details make a difference, because on TV you really can't notice them.
No.
Just like another football game.
Yeah. Especially because 90% of what happens is upstairs in a box. Like as far as the play
people call playing chess with players.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what he does. Like you said, He said he's going to make his decision by free agency. Free agency starts, I think it's either March 16th or 18th, one of those two dates.
Yeah, on the McAfee show, he said it was going to be earlier than that, though, because he realizes all the teams that are potentially waiting on this whole thing to go down, plus the Packers situation that we would be in if he wants to leave or whatever the case would be. Like, he said that he – but one promising thing, another thing, was that him and Gutekunst, he talked about how their relationship is so good right now, like, has gotten so good over the past – this past year.
Yeah.
From where it was, which is another indicator that I believe we shouldn't be waiting too long. Like, either way, if he leaves as a Packers fan, either way, if he leaves, I feel like he's not going to cripple our organization the way that, like, Andrew Luck did to the Colts. Or, you know, like a situation where all indications are you're coming back and then last minute you pull out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, what do we do now? I feel like he seems like he has enough respect for the Packers organization to at least, like, stand by his word and come out early enough to where no team is left like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, when he comes out with his decision, we'll obviously talk about it. But, I mean, until then, it's just kind of a waiting game. I mean, I wouldn't expect to hear anything on it for until the next 2 weeks, unless there's a source that he talked to, a friend or somebody that
he's going to be going on the McAfee show to announce it.
Yeah, I saw that on Tuesday. He was like, maybe we'll even come on here. And, like, I can't remember what joke he made about, or McAfee made a joke about them basically throwing a party, kind of.
Like, yeah, and then they were talking about getting one of those old school elementary little style desks that are like 4,000 pounds of metal. And they were going to have AJ sit in it. Like, they were going to bring in his desk. Like, she's like, I want a desk. I want to fly in. I'm going to be there for when Aaron announces whatever he announces. And they're just like, yeah, we're going to get you a little fucking tiny little desk like they did back in kindergarten.
That's funny.
But yeah, he's got the world, just like our other conversation that we're about to have right now. Tom Brady, Buccaneers, fall short against the Rams. Same situation as Rodgers, basically, in Green Bay. Do we think this is the end of the Brady era? Question one. And then question two, what do you think the Bucs are going to look like going forward after this point, as Gronkowski was on, almost every single person on that team was on a one-year deal. Bruce Arians is really old. Gronkowski, is he coming back? You're about to lose Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich. Pretty much everybody's gone. Like, where do you think this leaves the Bucs if Brady obviously hangs him up?
I think Brady comes back for one more year. I mean, the guy's had arguably the best, I mean, professional sports career ever across all any professional sport. I feel like for him to go to walk away this way, but at the same time, he's done enough to where he doesn't need to come back for a farewell tour. He's already done enough. He's earned the respect of the league.
And he stated back when he was in New England that he doesn't want a farewell tour.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, kind of the second part of your question, as far as everybody that might be leaving or coming back, I feel like that's the biggest part, because just like Roger said, he doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild. I guarantee Brady doesn't either, because he's like, I want to step onto the field and try to win a Super Bowl every year. If you're a part of a rebuild for 1 year, that's for him. That's all right. I'm out here taking these hits at my age for no reason, because there's no way we're going to make it the distance with a rebuild team. I was leaning towards him staying, but the more I think about it, it makes sense for him to retire. If, again, your offensive defensive coordinator gone, who knows again about Bruce Arians, all those guys on very cheap deals, caps going up, they're going to want more money to go elsewhere. Hey, did this back-to-back years. We won a Super Bowl. We made a really good playoff push. They have enough on their resume to go get money elsewhere. And I don't think Brady's going to want to come back into that. And young guys, first, second year in the league, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? And then you have to go out on the field with them and try to get it done. Yeah, it'd be a very anticlimactic way to go out. But again, like you said, he doesn't want to have a farewell tour. So I feel like that's kind of, that's not a thing hanging over his head. So, I mean, it's going to be a very different looking NFL if we don't see Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady suiting up next year.
Yeah, I personally think he's done. I think this is the last we saw of Tom. Last we saw of Gronk. Last we saw of B.A., and the Bucs, as they were Super Bowl champions, we ain't going to see that for a while. I feel like this is going to be one of the most interesting off seasons in general, because the basically the whole entire Tampa Bay roster is a free agent. And they just won the Super Bowl not too long ago. They're losing their coaches, so obviously they're going to want to go to teams who are good.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, this is a time for teams to reload. And I wouldn't even say, like, there's chances, there's going to be enough guys where teams might not have to go through a rebuilding process and being able to go right back into competitive mode with some of these guys that are out there. And I don't know. I just really think he's done. I don't think he's going to put himself through it again. And he's reiterated multiple times that he wants to be a dad. He wants to be a husband and be there for his kids. And that's kind of the same thing that Rodgers, too. It's just like, you have to get away from it for a while and reassess, do I really want to go through all the game planning, all the studying, all the offseason? Like, there's so much that goes into it that people don't see. They just see you out on the field on Sunday and think, oh, great. There's so much that goes into it. And obviously, as the older you get, the more difficult that becomes. And on top of that, is there another chapter that you want to start in your life? You know, I just see him. I think he's done, man. I really do. And he's going to go off and do something else and be super successful and doing whatever else he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But as TB12, the player, the greatest football player of all time, or I shouldn't say football player, but quarterback, I think this is all she wrote.
Yeah. And like you said too, with as far as the next chapter for him, he's got his TB12, like his supplements, his workout, whole, right, like multi-million-dollar company there.
He just started clothing, crypto as well.
Clothing line. Like, he's got his hands on multiple things outside of football. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say, as much as with Rodgers, him staying or retiring kind of being the two things I think that would happen more, I would agree with you that Brady – there's a much bigger chance of Brady retiring than Rodgers right now. But obviously both are on the table for both players. So yeah. That's obviously the two guys that didn't make it. Well, tomorrow we'll talk about the teams that did make it, kind of give our predictions. So that does wrap up today's NFL segment. Head over to our NBA segment, where we will dive into the Grayson Allen suspension and who has the edge in this year's MVP race.